So we learn about Chayrish. So Chayrish is doing a tikkun to the field. Whether it's for the Zareya, whether it's for whatever it may be, a tikkun to the field. So we gave some examples, was like clearing the dirt. Where there's dirt and junk, garbage. Clearing the garbage out of the lawn could be a question of Chayrish. Schlepping a heavy bench or a heavy table where you're making an indentation in the ground is a question of Chayrish. Now, because of Enos Chavin, as Gesha mentioned, it would depend if it's a sick ratio. If it's inevitable, if it has to happen, it's so heavy that you know it's going to happen, that's a problem. If it's a question, even if it's just 90% of a chance that it's going to happen, it's not karev to psik reisha, it's not karev, right? So then already it'll be mutter.
Take it, can one clear his lawn until it's proof?
To remove the garbage, no, that's like removing the stones from the lawn, which helps it grow. Now, what we learned over here, not smoke, so we learned chayrish. That's a good point also.
It's smaller,
bro. It's also. So outside with more chomer, graf sharei. But what we discussed yesterday was wheeling the carriage on a lawn. So we said that which the ground gets pressed down and you can see the marks, that's not a problem. Chayrish is removing the dirt, pushing the dirt to the side to put the seeds in and then cover it with that dirt. Kvishas are just pressing the dirt down, that's not a problem. So if I put a chair and I sit on the chair and the chair goes in a little, that should not be a problem. Or the high heels, right, the standard case. Right. Then we spoke about yesterday about walking with this grass. So we said walking with this grass is not a problem. Some say running on tall grass is an issue, but we said that our children said it's not. Right. But we said even if it sees our grass may be better than the shrew's grass and rotten, so it doesn't usually happen. Therefore we said it will be mutter. Okay, we're up to Gimel. Lischaik im Egoizim. Asu Chacham Lischaik the Shabbos by Egoizim Bachot. Egoizim are nuts, but it's similar to marbles. What they did was they rolled the nuts on the ground. In order to do that, you need to smoothen the ground out. So if I'm doing it in my backyard, in my front lawn, where things could grow over there, smoothing out the ground is a problem. So Chazal said that since part of your game is smoothing the ground out, don't play with marbles outside. Since many times you smoothen out the ground, to roll the nuts. So the question that comes up is, right? Do you need a flat surface for that or not? You do, some people say yes, some people say no. So if you do, then the outside on the dirt you shouldn't play because it is halacha. On a table you could. On a table you could. Or on a paved area you could. Now I want to tell you what. Oh, so let's read the next line. Yecholim lilmaid mizeh shekein yadim bekaturim ketanim gulot is marbles. Shas lizchek moyim bakot. Oh, I thought he'd bring down a ball. True. You have to be careful.
You can't straighten out.
Makes no difference.
You can't straighten out cement.
No, we're not talking about cement. We're talking about dirt where things grow or could grow. Right. That's what
it's a problem ripping it.
Now, I want to tell you something interesting, which I don't know why he doesn't bring down here. There's halacha because. Oh, I know why he doesn't bring down because it has nothing to do with Chayrish. Okay. We learned about smoothing out the ground. So there's a similar halacha in the house. Back in the days they lived on dirt floors. So in my house, to smoothen out the floor, it's boinet. That's why it doesn't bring down here, because it's boinet. Outside it's chayresh, inside it's boinet. So the halacha, you're not allowed to sweep your floors inside your house, because when you're sweeping, you're going to smoothen out the ground. However, be very careful what you're saying. Because, however, listen to this. What?
Dirt floor.
Oh, comes along the Ramah, Before that, comes on the Ramah, and the Ramah says, there's a gzeira of Ratzuf Ato Einira, meaning, Ratzuf means Ritzpah, is like having a Megillah, Ritzpah. The floor, if it's stone, if it's a paved, marble, there's no chash. So they made a gzeira that not only in a place where it's a dirt floor can you not sweep, but even if it's tiled, you can't sweep. Comes along the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha says a chiddush, a big chiddush. He says he feels that this is only in a city. Again, not the Ramat. This is the Bir Halacha saying, the Chofetz Chaim. He had the license to do this. Said he feels that this is only in a city where Roiv Batim are Einei Ratzav, are dirt floors. But if you're in a city where Roiv Batim are dirt floors, I mean some Middle East, Mid-East country, so then, right. So then there'll be a shadow to sweep even if you're in the palace where there's a tiled floor. Comes along the halacha and says, the Bir Halacha, says, and even though we're going to be Mekel, again, I'm calling it the Bir Halacha, but it's based on a lot of different Rishonim and says that even though we're going to be Mekel for sweeping, but we're not going to be Mekel for washing the floors. For washing the floors. What? Yeah. Why? He says, because sweeping is more nachut. That's the lashon. It's more needed. It's more to sweep. What? To pour water on the floor. Yeah, sponge it. To pour water on the floor and take your plastic stick, right? Not cloth, because then you run into problems of schita. So do it in a hetzedik way to push out the water. That we don't do. Why? Because sweeping is more nachut. It's more needed. That's right. So it comes like this. What's called washing the floors? The Chofetz Chaim did it.
No, we
were
born.
So washing the floors. We're going off topic. So washing the floor. It means taking a pail of water, pouring it. Let's say I left my window open and it rained in, and now my floor is wet. Can I push the water out again and I had to dig away? Yeah, that's not called washing the floors. Just pushing the water out, even though the floor's getting washed. Let's say I head over some festive guests and they spilled the orange soda and they spilled some other good mashkes on the floor and it's sticky and all that. I can't wash the floors. What I could do is I could pour a little water in that spot and move the water around to loosen up the dirt and then wipe it up with, again, we have to learn how to do that when we learn Malabi. But that's not called washing the floors, it's just to clean that spot. Okay?
It's
not even it's a drabanan, it's a gzera drabanan. That's how Vayit Chazal went. It's true. The Mechaba doesn't hold of this gzera of Ratzav Ato Einu Ratzav. Drama. The Ramah is going so vayit, that's why the Bir Halacha felt that he could be Mekel in a city where Roiv Batim are, because it is a vayit that they can say. Very good. Okay. Simen Ches, Leches Kaitzer. Kaitzer is, it's Kaitzer cutting, harvesting. This second. Okay. So, we're going to... Usher, you ever went with us on the trip to the Shabbos place where they had the Mnavdas Malchus? You weren't here when we did it?
No, Jib, I've been here.
Yeah. We did it, yeah. Your first year. We did it. Okay, we might have to go again. Okay, yeah. Okay, maybe if you guys stay in this matter, could be one of the trips.
After the
Bezmar.
We're not in charge of the extracurricular activities.
Right. That's right. Okay, here we go. Kaitzer. Hamalacha. Gedim Lechis Kaitzer. Lakar Dava Migdulei Karkum Yimakum Gedulei. So again, we have to magdir each malacha with its definition. Definition of kaitzer is detaching something from its makar, from its source of growth, from its source of life. To the extent we're talking about over here, cutting fruit off a tree, fish. There's a Yashami. We don't paskin like this Yashami. The Bible is not mashma. That's right. The Yashami says taking fish out of water is being oikir dava Make it do life. This is very interesting, because I just heard a part yesterday talk about fish in the water. It says Moshe Rabbeinu was like a Moshe's name, Mishisuhu Min Amayim. Why? What? So the Baal Tanya says because, you know the word? It says because Mayim is the place of, I'm going to use this Lashon, the place of Gidul of the fish. People on the, we live on the dry land. The land is not our life source. They live in their life source. That's why. Right. That's right. Now you're dressed in our room. Yes, that's right. That's right. He, and you take him out of his. So Moshe Rabbeinu, that was his metzias. He lived in the. His chiyus around him was Mayim, which is Shekhinah. That's right. Okay, so here we go. Get the melechus kaitz laka dov migdulei kaka mimakum gedulei vipigoy. Lidloish pri ilon, to pull a fruit off the tree. Whoops. Or to break a branch off. V'chen laka asavim mimakum gedulei. You're sitting out on the front lawn. You're playing with the grass, and you pull grass out. That is Kaitzer. Nope, that's Geizes. We still have a long way to get this. That's right. It happens to be over there, the Shvisa Shabbos is. What's the difference between Kaitzer, Geizes, and I think it's a third melacha. That's part of Geizes. Okay. Yeshe Mesifim Shagam Bitvarm Shainim Gduli Kaka Gam Shach Lachs Kaitzer Kigoy Lito Dag Chai. Or litlish basar a chayt, crack a leg off the living animal. But we paskin the Babli's mashma that's natilus and shama. Yovan sheichit. Also, the tilas neshama. That's a chiluk of his neshama. That's a different halacha. Okay. A flower pot. Av imrak mafsik and nikas is a dover dule karka. Even if you just you separate its nourishment from the ground, right? When you have a plant, this is going to be very negative. Shvius next year. Shvius. So, you got your Tzikim Kaim the Mitzvah. Or be careful that Tzikim Kaim the Yisra. Very good. So they listen to our day. What?
Halfway, like you cut off like half the
I guess it would depend if it's still nourishing from the tree or not.
Maybe not. You
want to
be
so over here you have a plant. Listen to the story of Chazon Ish. A person is a plant. So Pashas, we learned that if the plant is over the dirt of the ground, there are certain nutrients that go from the ground into the plant. So if you cut that direct thing, so the ear, you block in the middle, you block in the nourishments from going to the plant. Chazon held that on a tiled floor, you can have the problem also. Why? Because it says since between the tiles is dirt, the dirt goes to the building, down to outside, there's nourishment coming all the way up. Someone made fun of it. So, he didn't plant anything. Someone made fun of the Chazon Ish. Maestro Shaiyah made fun of the Chazon Ish, how it doesn't make sense where his son is. This is where they say the story. He came to move his plant one day, and he couldn't move it. Roots broke through and grew into the ground, and that was it. So you either take the mice or leave the mice, but supposedly it's a true mice. So before you make fun of the Chazon Ish, think about what you're going to lose. Okay. Yeah, that we learned earlier. Yeah? We're going to learn it again, right. 100%. Blocking the light, blocking the sun.
This is not even...
Right, right, right. So the question is, how am I allowed to walk under a tree? If you learn the Sefer Gittin B'Iyur, that Zion over there with the Tzpina. So the Dvar Avram says over there that when you have a plant, and even though the plant is above stone, the pot, but the leaves hanging over, they're above the ground, they're being nourished from the ground. The leaves. Yeah, through the air. The question is, how can I walk under a tree? Therefore, here we have our lovely, but it's not tangible. I'll get a tone about it when you're drunk. It's okay. Be on your mind.
You're just saying it has another McCoy. You're not cutting off the entirety of its skills. And as you walk under the street, so now it's like you're cutting this spot. It's also going to be cutting it off.
So you say I have to totally cut it off from its marker? You have to look at the Dvar Avram. I don't know if the Dvar Avram agrees with that. Okay. You can walk under the tree. We have to figure out why. Yeah. I didn't see you. You have to see more in front. I can't see you. What? Okay. So let's first learn the halacha. Now there's two types of plants. Listen to this. There's two types of plants. There's a atzitz nakov and a atzitz she'enei nakov. What's a atzitz nakov?
Holes in the bottom.
Or holes anywhere which are opposite where the roots are. Atzit nakov. Nakov means holes. If you look at your flower pot sometimes on the bottom, you see there are holes. Then there's atzit sheinei nakov, which is where there's no holes. And the leaves are not hanging over. When I carry home my flowers from the flower store during Shemitah, because these halachas are negeya, so there are people that they wrap their flowers in a, not cut flowers, a plant. More. Right. We're going to speak about it, we're going to get to it. I want them So when they carry home, they wrap the plant in the plastic so that it doesn't nourish from the ground. Because if it starts nourishing from the ground, I bring it into my house, I cut off the nourishment, I was over on Kaitzel. Okay, fine.